Well, good morning. 11:57. Yeah, 11:57. Just a couple of minutes before noon here on a mostly cloudy morning on the high plains east of the Rocky Mountains of Greeley, Colorado. Barely 60 degrees. Oh, mostly cloudy, a little drizzly. What is all of this? People stopping in the middle of the road. Why is my... Oh, it's because I have junk in that pocket, that's why. Oh yeah, good junk too. Okay, well, we'll use this pocket and hope that it keeps recording. I can't figure out why it cut out yesterday. It could be that I forgot to turn off the Wi-Fi, etc. Turn on airplane mode. Somebody called. Good morning. But they didn't. It didn't register because it wasn't really connected. So, yeah, I'm late this morning. It was high 50s raining this morning when I got up, which is great, but not so great for walking. I wasn't up for it. A very scattered morning. Had a hard time getting focused. Had a hard time doing anything, including playing No Man's Sky or doing anything else, really. It's been a kind of day. But around 11 o'clock, I thought, oh, this is 14th, I gotta go walk today somewhere. I should be here or on the treadmill. And I chose here. I've got blood work tomorrow morning. It's supposed to be at 8:30, but I don't know that it makes a difference to the lab what time I show up, just that I show up. But I got appointments, so I'll go at 8:30. Break the morning up. So I did get the bread baked. It was good. It came out okay. It was not quite what I was hoping for. I think I talked about this yesterday, didn't I? Maybe I did. I thought I baked it yesterday. Late after the walk. Maybe it was the day before. I've kind of lost track. Yesterday was grocery run. Grocery and pharmacy. It's a bit of a zoo, but I got what I needed, so good on me. had some thoughts about Roger, about the book, the next book, and they came to me, as many of them do, while I was doing something else, in this case playing No Man's Sky, and wondering what I should be doing now. And the answer is whatever I damn well feel like, because that's the nature of the game, apparently. There is possibly some progression that introduces the various players in the world. I'm working on my language skills. It's pretty interesting to hear what was just a collection of random letters turn into actual statements about the person I'm talking to and their relationship to everything around them, including me, quite frequently. It's like, what do you want, you pathetic interloper, what do you want? I don't. So I'm working on upgrading my gear. I need to build an actual base. My freighter is Jesus, have a pickup truck for crying out loud. There's four of them. Anyway, I need to build an actual base. I need to, like, spend some quality time with the blueprint guys and figure out what kind of base I want to build. And take it from there. We'll see what happens. I don't know. But what passes for my main base is, it's pretty sad, is what it is. It's a floor and a line of walls, a couple walls high, and a ceiling. There's no sides. There's no support structures for the massive overhanging roof. Roof. It's just a place where I could get in out of the weather. Not like I really needed to, because it's on a paradise planet. There's no significant issues in terms of weather. There's no freezing cold storms or toxic wind or... The only toxic wind comes from me, apparently. But be that as it may, what is that? That is, speaking of toxic wind, somebody's got barbecue going. Next Sunday's Father's Day, speaking of barbecue. That's what I want for Father's Day. Some takeout from a barbecue joint. Rack of ribs, maybe. Now I'm hungry. Hungry a lot lately. I'm not sure exactly what the problem is, other than I'm really trying not to overeat. Oh, yeah. I need to weigh in. I need to figure out where I am on the weight scale. The two factors that drive my A1C are the carbs I put in, whatever form they take, and my weight. And as I've been walking more, exercising more, my weight has gone up, while my waistline, which is the usual my usual indicator, has not. So I'm clearly putting on muscle. Oh, that feels good. I'm clearly putting on muscle as opposed to layering on fat. And that, I don't know if it's going to be reflected in my next A1C draw. If I don't push it down a little bit, doctor's going to have words for me. And they won't be pleasant words. And I will have earned them. It's one of the reasons I'm trying to get bread with a lower glycemic index, sourdough in particular. Because while there are carbs, there's less of them. Fewer sugars. Say it with me. Monk pose. Sorry, it snuck up on me while I was pulling my nose. Pockets full of tissues. So I'm reading, what am I reading? Dawn of Mankind. John Walker and somebody Cooper. And I don't remember. I think I've read something by Cooper before. This is, you may remember I was complaining about not being able to find some good self-published science fiction. And I got two in a row. Three in a row, I think. And that was, well, science fiction probably. C.J. Archer's Glass Library. The Medici manuscript, that was in the middle there somewhere. Morning. That's not to say I didn't throw a lot of science fiction away between, but I stumbled on this. It was kind of an odd looking cover. Not particularly inviting. But it had the obligatory spaceship on the cover and the overblown title, The Dawn of Mankind. And I thought, oh, okay. It's just a sample. Let me see what it looks like. And it's really good. It's really good. I'm a little bit leery and perhaps a bit saddened that this might be a standalone. That was the one I read before, Dave Dobson. It's also really good. But it's about a survey vessel that finds an artifact in an asteroid belt while on routine patrol. And everything that happens after that. And it's some good stuff. There's some good stuff. It's well written. I really like these characters. As a crew, they meld together well. Their support personnel don't necessarily agree. But I really like the way the story is unfolding. A was that, a car hauler? I think so. A big blank box trailer sitting in a guy's yard. Anyway, that's really good. Dawn of Mankind. Walker and Cooper. It's keeping me up at night. I'm not opening the book and reading for 40 seconds of falling asleep, which is kind of my normal. It has little to do with the story and a lot more to do with, I've trained myself to go to bed and go to sleep, period. And reading is just sort of a way to say, yes, you're here, you're reading, you're in bed, you're comfy. And then I check out. Morning. It hasn't rained on me. I didn't know, but maybe it would. It's still overcast. It's still cloudy. I'm glad for the little respite because it's supposed to get hot for the rest of the week. Respite or respite? I don't know. I always think of it as respite. It's actually spelled as if it's respite. Should probably look that up. Campus grass looking green. Hasn't put up its center stalks yet, but this guy's going that way. Okay. Another mud-colored car. There's some tall intermediate wheatgrass. Some that hasn't done anything this year yet. And there's some more that's coming up. It's just starting to come up now. A little bit of a late bloomer, probably because it was so dry. That's interesting. Somebody went through here and chopped down all of that rye and left it. I'd pick it up and take it home, but it's worthless. At this point, there's no viability to the ears yet. Willow sisters are waving their hair this morning. There is a good, it's kind of gusty, but there's some good wind this morning. I put on my extra jacket too, just in case. It was cold when I started out, but managed to build up some heat. Also chugging along. Chugga, chugga, chugga. Toot, toot. Last street. Cross it without getting run over. Ah, the moment of truth. Did it record all the way? Yes? Yes, it did. Phew. But here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's a 3-day. The day after isn't. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.